we have ourselves looking at some more very warm weather across the region as we go forward through the next 2 to 3 days. Temperatures will be well above average already at this hour. We're looking at temperatures that are in the 40s and even some 50s across the Midwest, which is getting close to what we should be for normal highs this time of the year. So obviously the start of this day is indicative of the fact we're going to be quite warm this afternoon, and indeed we will be. Highs will run in the upper 40s and 50s up across the far northern parts of the region. Everybody else is going to be looking at 50 and 60 degree highs. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see a temperature near 70 degrees in a couple of spots in Missouri and maybe the southwesternmost corner of Illinois. We'll actually see those 70 degree temperature potentials rise up for tomorrow and especially on Saturday. It's really Saturday and Sunday that we'll see the warmest weather in the Ohio River Valley with those upper 60s and lower 70s common across the region. And that's going to occur in response to the next storm system that's going to be moving across the country. The storm is going to have a lot of cold air behind it in the western United States. And because it's so warm in the eastern part of the country, we're going to have the potential for some heavy rain to occur when the frontal boundary begins to cut across the Midwest, and that will take place as we move forward through the weekend. The odds are fairly good. We're going to see some severe thunderstorms, too, so you might keep an eye on the local forecast as we go through the heart of the weekend. We'll see a little bit of precipitation coming across the northernmost portions of the Midwest today. That precipitation is not all that impressive, but radar does have some light rain in it for Minnesota at this hour and also in southeastern corner of South Dakota and a few random locations in neighboring areas. But that system will move across the Great Lakes region and leave most everybody dry today. There may be a few spits and spats of moisture in the lower eastern Midwest, but if it was significant, I would certainly let you know. But this is not going to be meaningful precipitation. A second low-pressure area will come into the western Corn Belt late tomorrow into Saturday, and that's the seedling for the bigger storm system for the weekend. It will likely grow in size and intensify as well, and this will likely take place as we go through the day on Saturday. And the odds are high that by Sunday we'll be seeing a significant band of rain and thunderstorms moving across a fair amount of the central Midwest coming out of Missouri and eastern Iowa late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and marching right across the heart of the Midwest throughout the day on Sunday, ending in the eastern areas on Monday. There will be some snow across the uppermost parts of the Midwest at the very end of the storm. In fact, there may be some near blizzard conditions in a few spots in Minnesota and maybe northern Wisconsin, but there's just not quite enough cold air yet with this storm system. It will have a follow-up disturbance, though, and that will produce a lot of snow in the northern plains and the upper Midwest during the early to middle part of next week, but not much other precipitation will occur in the lower parts of the Midwest. We do expect to see moisture totals from this weekend storm to run anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches in a general sense, but there will be some 1.5 to nearly 3-inch amounts in a few spots in Missouri and Illinois in particular, maybe western Indiana as well, because of the stronger thunderstorms and the relatively slow movement of the frontal boundary. The temperatures will cool down behind the system. We'll expect to see the high temperatures in the latter part of the weekend dropping down to the upper 30s and 40s in the westernmost fringes of the Corn Belt, while the eastern areas will still be warm on Monday. But the cool air will overspread most of the region as we go through midweek next week, never getting quite as cold in the eastern parts of the Midwest as it will be in the west. And this is meteorologist Drew Lerner.